long time no see, buddy boy. How's it going? I'm Ruben Nino from the Nino Show. You enjoying the change of scenery? We're in my living room. It's pretty crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you. There we go. Now we can have some stability. yeah, we're in my living room. A bit of a change. Do you like how narcissistic I am? That's not actually... I didn't actually buy that. My mom got it for me for my birthday, I think. Or Christmas. Something like that. And, I hate it. I love the thought. It's the thought that counts. She was thinking of me. Who doesn't like that?
But it's orange.
It's fucking disgusting, I know. I hate the color orange. But maybe if it wasn't like purple or blue or neon pink, I'd rock the fuck out of it. I'd take it to sleepovers at fucking... Take it to work? I don't know. I don't know. But it's orange. It's orange. It's orange. Anyways.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what grinds the fuck out of my gears?
Whenever people steal my lingo. It's my lingo. Mine.
Ruben Nino says...
Doink. Suddenly, 12 people are saying doink? That are specifically in my friend group?
Like, I used to, this was like senior year of high school. Me and my buddies Luis and Daniel, we'd always be hanging out all the time, always. Every summer, we'd spend like weeks at a time at Luis's house. And for a while, I started going like, whenever somebody made like a stupid point, right? And then us three, we started doing that. We started like kind of going, whenever somebody said something stupid. Or we disagreed with them. I don't know. I didn't know how it worked. We just kind of said it randomly sometimes. But... After a while, I guess they started using it around their friends. Their other friends were kind of like this. But they started using it around their other friends. And then, like, the few times that I hung out with them, they would go like, I'm Ruben Nino. I think slavery is bad.
Don't you fucking say that around me.
Don't say that around me. It's like, that was like our thing. It was like our thing. That's three.
Digs.
But, man, this episode kind of sucks already. My bad. I want to tell you about something that I found yesterday. And I am recording this. My watch is dead. Wednesday, July 15th. There we go. Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. I found this yesterday, July 14th, Tuesday. Taxes are due today. Anyhow. I was sitting here on this very couch. I wasn't sitting. I was lying down. I was lying down on this very couch. And I was bored. I was looking through YouTube. And I was watching Tim the Tapman. If you don't know who Tim the Tapman is, get the fuck off of this channel. You don't... Get the fuck off. I don't want you here. And I was watching Tim the Tapman. He posted like a Warzone video. It was like 1v4 cheater squad, whatever. I don't know. Clickbait. From his stream. And I was looking through the suggested, you know. You're probably looking through it right now. If you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, thanks for sticking around, big dog. Anyway, I'm looking through, and I find this channel, and it's called Not AJ, lowercase N-O-T, space, all caps, letter A, letter J, and he is
an interesting personality. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, get the fuck off of here and go watch Not AJ. It was the specific video I found was him as playing GTA 5 as an Arkansas state trooper. And you know how in GTA, when you're playing single player, you can mod, you can do whatever you want. Bad habit, kids, don't start smoking. Anyway, you know how in GTA, you can mod when you're in single player, you can do whatever you want. Holy fuck, I need a hat because my hair feels weird. You know, you can mod, and he skinned this car, the Arkansas State Cruiser. You know, had the antennas and everything. And I guess he was role-playing? I guess that's the word you would use to describe it. He was role-playing. And this fucking guy, this fucking guy, I skipped ahead in the video because the intro was hella long. And you're probably skipping ahead through this video right now. Or this podcast if you're listening. Anyway. I'm sorry, I keep getting so close to the mic. Anyway, he pulls somebody over, and he actually, man, it's weird to describe now that I'm telling it to somebody. He is, in the mod, you can pull up the menus, you know, and you can spawn whatever, and for this mod, when you open up the menu, it gives you directions. Like you say, give me your license, blah, 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 blah. Simple commands that a police officer would give you if you were to get pulled over, like someone you know, me. Anyway, this kid, for some reason, he was actually speaking like he was a police officer. And I don't know why it was so funny to me. Like, it was extremely entertaining. I just watched it for the sake of watching it. And for the sake of my own amusement, if that's the word to say. I kind of sound like an asshole, not gonna lie to you. But anyway, he literally gets out of his car and he's like, King 104, I'm gonna need backup on Highway 4. And then he pulled up the menu and he called for backup. It was funny. I don't know why. Let the good times roll in case God doesn't show, honestly. As they say in the Bayou, I don't know the French for saying it, but they say let the good times roll. I learned that watching the college football championship. It was fun. It was cool. It was wicked. It was sick. It was sick as frick. I almost couldn't think of another word. Pulled a Troy Barnes there. Trying our bed in the morning. If you haven't seen Community, watch it, please. If you like Childish Gambino, Donald Glover's in it. He's sick as fuck. Cool as hell. Makes good music. Sometimes I'm honestly low-key not a fan of his more experimental things. Experimentation is cool. Experimentation is cool. I experiment with guys sometimes. But listen, if you're going to be screaming in the microphone, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
That clip like a bitch. Okay, so my bad. I got to stop swearing. I'm supposed to be friendly, YouTube friendly. I'll probably censor it on when I'm editing the video. I have to get sponsors. Unless SeatGeek wants to sponsor me. That'd be sick as hell. Or maybe I can talk about my current sponsor. Special thank you to Anchor. Dude, Anchor. If you want to make a podcast, use anchor.fm to get started. You can record it on your tablet, or you can get a little bit more of a semi-pro
set up like me.
Dude, if Rode would please sponsor me, because I follow them on Twitter and I love this microphone. It's literally the best microphone I have.
You've seen me use the Shure microphone, like the Shure SM, not the Shure SM7B. I would love one of those. That's like top of the line. But this, it's low-key comparable. And it's only $100, bro. Are you fucking kidding me? But you've probably noticed that the audio quality is a lot better with this. If Rode, please. Rode, if you're watching, I love this. Can I be a brand ambassador, dude? Just, I love this thing. The audio quality, you can't. It has a built-in pop filter. Are you kidding me? Dude, this thing is the bee's knees. You probably didn't hear that clap, but oh, you did. Oops, that spiked like a bitch. My bad. Oopsie daisy. Dude, you know who I love so much for some reason right now? Not Mads Mikkelsen. Damn, how did I forget his name? Anyway, I'm in love with that guy from The Hateful Eight who's like the actual cowboy who's home to see his mama. You know what I mean? The guy from all the Quentin Tarantino movies. He was in Reservoir Dog. He was the one who cut that dude's ear off in Reservoir Dog, if you've seen it, which is it's a pretty good film. You should probably see it either way without me telling you. You should have already seen it like 5 times. Anyway. Love that guy. Don't know why. He's not like, he doesn't have like a ton of range, but there's something about him in mob movies and gangster movies and Old West movies. He's just good. Like, I don't know why. Dude, if you want to sponsor me too, if you're watching this for some reason, even though I forgot your name, if you're watching this, hit me up. I will sponsor you, dude. Let me be in the next, your next Quentin Tarantino movie. Por favor. Por favor. Who is that? Sports Illustrated. Whoa. A charismatic pastor drew ex-Packers star Kiber Gbaha Biamaliba. I don't like the Packers. Who gives a fuck? Into his ministry. Part 2 of our series, Pray for Kabir, looks at the troubled past of a ministry many consider a cult. Ooh. I like cults. I like cult movies. Like, if it's 4 in the morning and I can't sleep, I'll be, like, in bed watching YouTube videos about, like, cults and spooky stuff. My favorite cult movie, all time, has got to be Hereditary or Heredity. Hereditary. Such a good movie. Even though it's a horror movie, it's such a good movie. It's really a good movie. I love the mystique around the cult. I love the mystique around Payman. He's like one of the 8 kings of hell or something like that. And he always goes like to fuck with people, you know? I love the fucking mystique around that movie. Holy tits, dude. Honestly, if cults were real, or they're real. Scientology. Taking quick shots at you, Tom Cruise. Don't fuck around. If cults like that were real, where they could actually make people do things the way that they do, like how they set up Charlie getting axed by that telephone pole. If that were real, honestly, you can catch me on one. You can catch me on one, bro. Little robe, little hat. Not like a Klansman hat, but like a witch's hat. So like the sorting hat, dude. A fucking sorting hat, dude. That would be sick as fuck. That would be sick as hell. Anyway, I don't even remember what I was talking about. What was I talking about? Cults. Dude. Like that one cult from like the 90s or the 80s that drank a bunch of Kool-Aid in South Africa. everybody killed themselves, even the kids. Dude, I was watching this one thing, and there was, I think there was like one or, there's like a handful of survivors, I think. And they said that they were super down for drinking the Kool-Aid, which is where that term comes from, don't drink the Kool-Aid. They were super down with chugging this Kool-Aid. But they got theirs kind of last, you know, they were in the back of the line, they weren't the coolest kids at the table. And they were literally pouring their Kool-Aid when everybody started, like, getting fucked up. They were like, you know? And then they were, and then they were like, not for me. Oh, I think I'm full. Oh, my God, dude. Cults are hilarious. I love how you can, just by being confident, you can trick people into these stupidest things. For example, I'm tricking you into watching this video or listening to this podcast because I like being C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T. That's me. I'm confident. I like being confident. I used to not be as confident as I am now, and I was a little bitch boy. Oh, that clip too. Man, this episode's going to be called Clipping because that's all I've been doing. But yeah, oh, we're at bar 516 minutes, 41 seconds, 42 seconds, 43 seconds. Yeah, you were probably looking at the time. You were probably looking at the time, and I was counting with you. Well, after I edit this, it probably won't be like that. I'm probably going to take some stuff out because I had some technical difficulties. Have you guys seen Ju-on on Netflix? Ju-on, J-U-O-N, I think. It's the same universe as the Grudge movies, except the Japanese versions of the Grudge, which is why it's called Ju-on. Dude, it's low-key pretty fucking scary. It's kind of fucked. I like it, though. It's good. It's good for the, old ticker. God. I ran out of things to talk about. How was your day? Do you like pineapple on your pizza? I hope not. Do you like burps? Do you like, dude, just let me know in the comments or reach out to me on social media. Did you hear that whistle in my ass? The reach out to me on social media. On @Shoninho on Twitter. Sorry, I really like watching the waveforms do their thing. Anyway, I ran out of things to talk about. So, comment what you want me to talk about or something. Or tell me what you want me to talk about. Or tell me if you want to fuck it and do it live. Tell me if you're going to buy the merch. Actually, don't tell me. Just do it. God, my hair. I feel like my hair is ugly. I'm so vain. You're so vain. Anyway. God, vanity is my favorite sin, let's be honest here, folks. It's too easy. You tell somebody they look good, they're in the palm of your hand. You squeeze them. You can grab their nuts and you squeeze them. That clip, too. That little. Yeah, I did it again. Sorry, guys. If you're wearing headphones, super sorry. If you're listening to I'm not stupid, I know what I'm saying. If you're listening to this in your car, fuck you. Actually, if you're listening to this in your car and you're driving by somebody, roll down the windows and turn the volume up really loud. Hey, bitch. Fuck you. I will kill you. I have a Glock in my fucking glove box. I will splatter your brains all over the wall. Oh, paint the door red with your brains. Actually, brains have a lot. Oh, yeah. Stop playing it loud. If you're, brains don't, it's not really the brains that are red. It's like a pinky, fleshy color, and there's a lot of gray matter. Really the only thing that causes red whenever, you know. Sorry if that got too real. The only thing that really causes
red is like the blood from the surrounding area that's outside of your skull. Have you ever guys have you ever guys? I said I don't have anything to talk about. Now I'm talking nonstop. Have you guys ever seen a surgery to fix a subdural hematoma? They're on YouTube because it's educational. Man, that shit is fucked. It's so crazy. They just kind of cut around the skull, peel it back, peel back the layers inside your brain, the dura mater, the mater and the something kind of like a arachnoid, I think is the term. I can't remember. I took medical terminology like 4 years ago. But yeah, they just have videos like that on YouTube. Dude, if you know where to look, dude, YouTube is a crazy place, bro. It's like Pornhub, but for daytime TV. Honestly, if you know where to look, you can find, like, what? ISIS decapitation videos? Those are always hilarious to watch. Or these super, like, 4K videos of, like, wars in Syria. Dude, PTSD? Now I see why they get it, dude. Don't want to be offensive. I really don't want to be offensive with that. Anyway. I can understand why some people might come back traumatized from that, because I've watched a couple of videos like that on Live Leaks. Whoa, big dog. Whoa, hold the telephone out. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. It's 22 minutes on my end. I'll probably edit it down. It'll be a little bit shorter on your end. Anyway, cop the merch. Play the outro music or the regular music. I did it myself. If you like it, check out my SoundCloud. Buy merch. Subscribe, like, comment, like, comment, subscribe, just subscribe to Not AJ and subscribe to Tim the Tatman and Road. If by some miracle you are watching, please let me be a brand ambassador. Oh, that was super loud. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, let me be a brand ambassador. Please sponsor me. Please. Please. Por favor. But yeah, that's the episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sticking around. Love you. Bye. Toodles. Peace out. Love you.